The Massachusetts Institute of Technology last spring won a $50 million grant from the Pentagon to set up an Institute for Soldier Nanotechnologies. MIT researchers are looking to create featherweight armor that can change color, deflect bullets, and help heal a wounded soldier. If that sounds like something out of a comic book, part of it is. In applying for the grant, MIT used an image that was allegedly copied from an obscure comic book, and the Canadian artists who drew it are threatening to sue. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In its grant application and on press materials, MIT used a striking image to depict what the soldier of the future might look like. A buxom, muscular woman clad in tight-fitting, metallic-looking battle armor. She's aiming a handgun at the viewer with the barrel big and up close with classic comic book-style perspective. An MIT professor who's heading up the new institute said he asked his adult daughter, who's an artist, to create the image, and he thought she had. But aside from a helmet and the words U.S. Army written on another gun, the image of the woman appears to be a copy of the main character in a little-known comic book called Radix.
It's plagiarism. I mean, they put somebody else's name on it. They gave credit to the daughter of the director of a program.
Ray Lai and his brother Ben are the comic book artists who drew the original picture. Lai says he got calls back in March from Radix fans who saw the image on the news when MIT announced winning the $50 million military grant. The brothers found this particularly troubling because Radix is about a future society that brainwashes people to forget an unbearable Armageddon caused by high-tech weaponry and war.
In the comic book, we're trying to tell a story where people have to pretty much erase all their memory because it was so horrible in the past, you know, and the technology pretty much led them to that point. Our story idea is to promote peace, and, you know, it's kind of weird to see somebody else use your work to get funding to, in essence, promote war.
MIT professors and officials declined recorded interviews, but the university has released a statement saying essentially that the grant was awarded based on technical merits and that the image was not an important part of the application. After receiving a letter from the Lai brothers' attorney, MIT pulled the image from all of its websites and publicity materials. The professor in question has apologized. MIT's official statement expresses regret over what happened, but it says from a legal standpoint, the university is a nonprofit institution that has the right to such an image under the fair use provisions of copyright law. That may not be true, says Wendy Gordon, a law professor at Boston University.
Assuming that it really was a copy and not just a coincidence, seems to me this is not fair use. Fair use is not a warrant to get for free what people ordinarily pay for. As you probably know, there's been a lot of cases holding that university professors who want to do course packs take an entire couple of chapters from some other professor's book and get it Xeroxed. There's been cases holding that that's unlawful.
The Lai brothers are considering a lawsuit, but since MIT is a nonprofit institution, Gordon says the court could reduce a penalty to as little as $200. Ray Lai has heard that as well.
The lawyers we've spoken to, they all think that we have a case, but then the question is, are you willing to spend the money to go and pursue this, or is it worth it?
In any case, the Lai brothers say they want MIT to acknowledge that it does not have the rights to their image. They say they've had inquiries from a major Hollywood studio about the movie rights to their comic, but they say the studio won't talk further until they resolve this issue with MIT. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.